More than 200 people showed up at a meeting of KPLU's Community Advisory Council on Monday to express frustration over the recently announced sale of the public radio station to the University of Washington and its licensee, KUOW. Zachariah Hughes reports.
There wasn't a lot of gray area at the meeting. People came to talk about why they support the station's mix of jazz and news, and to vent their frustrations over its sudden sale.
When I first heard about the news, I cried. I'm heartbroken. It's like losing a trusted friend.
I consider myself a KUOW refugee. I feel totally betrayed that some of the money that I poured into that station is being used to buy my new favorite station.
Hi, my name is Ashley.
And I humbly come before you as a spouse of a Special Forces military member. And KPLU has been there for me for a decade of many sleepless nights. Thank you.
That was Linda Farmer, Janine Blaylock, and Ashley Salazar, among about two dozen people to speak up against the acquisition. The meeting gave the public its first chance to offer feedback on a sale negotiated without much attention ahead of its announcement on November 12th.
Well, so we have three entities involved.
Norm Arkins is a spokesman for the University of Washington. He's talking about the three boards who had to approve the sale. It's a good deal, Arkins says, and that from UW's perspective, their stewardship brings a demonstrated commitment to public media excellence that might not have been there if PLU had found another buyer.
So you had an entity that was saying we're going to sell the station. And I, you know, if we don't step up and buy it, who does?
Defenders of the deal say it eliminates hours of overlap in broadcasting national shows like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Arkins says that going forward, KOW's 94.9 channel exclusively will carry news. The KPLU bands will be all jazz. But what concerned many KPLU fans at the meeting was why the university was eager to let the station go. KPLU News Director Aaron Hennessy said most of the numbers show a station in good health.
KPLU has a 12th largest public radio audience in the country, and it has grown tremendously over the years.
According to a report earlier this year, KPLU's audience grew by 21% over the last half decade, and their most recent pledge drive exceeded its target goal by almost $50,000, which, as anyone in public radio will tell you, is a really good problem to have. During the meeting, Lisa Cubbins was one member of the public to raise questions about Pacific Lutheran's financial health.
If you look up the university's bond rating, PLU's finances look bleak.
In fact, a report in September by the ratings agency Standard & Poor's downgraded PLU's credit outlook and said the university didn't have enough liquidity, cash. Pacific Lutheran refused multiple requests for an interview on tape for the story, but spokesperson Donna Gibbs responded in an email that the sale had nothing to do with PLU finances. The other issue that troubled KPLU listeners and staff alike was the complete surprise of the announcement. Even as the terms of the sale were being finalized this fall, KPLU carried out its fundraising campaign, negotiated a new union contract, and made new hires.
We had just hired a Morning Edition producer.
Matt Martinez is KPLU's director of content and says they called the producer the Thursday the sale was announced as she was driving through Montana to Seattle.
She was set to start on Monday, and we had to give her a call and let her know that the station has been sold.
Martinez is in the same boat. He left NPR after 15 years to take his job at KPLU in August.
I thought I would be here close to retirement.
The two universities have until December 18th to finalize the sale, which must ultimately be approved by the FCC. In the meantime, the Community Advisory Council is submitting a letter to PLU opposing the sale and asking them to consider alternative options. I'm Zachariah Hughes reporting.